Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 97 in a series of 260 broadcasts dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. It follows the same format as the famous Frank Fitzsimmons historical series, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, an asset gained by the area in 1945, and that every year assumes greater importance to this area. The last few days, we've been dealing with a true individualist, maybe even an egocentric, but certainly a character, Walter B. Smith. One thing is for certain, Walter did know what attracted attention, and he knew how to stimulate fascination. And Walter, who was always violently in contrast to anything proposed by the establishment, was always ready to do battle with the Chamber of Commerce. Up to the 1970s, virtually all chamber and leadership meetings were held in the sunroom of the Skyland Hotel, and Walter used to rant and rave that they ought to fumigate the room, brick up the entrance, and seal it off forever. But when it came to the old goat man, as Walter Smith used to refer to Carl Sandburg, Walter freely conceded that in this man, Hendersonville could make national headlines whenever he made any statement of any sort or even attended meetings across the nation. I was still in Europe in 1945 when Carl Sandburg bought the Memminger place called Rock Hill, which at the time of purchase had been named Connemara by its then owner, Captain W.A. Smythe. As I remember, my dad, in one of his very infrequent letters to me overseas, told me that Carl Sandburg had bought the Memminger place. I don't think Dad was a Sandburg devotee, but he was impressed that his first cousin, K.G. King Morris, had been involved in the sale and received a nice commission. The name King came from his mother, Amanda King, who had married Brownlow Gunaway Morris, one of the early educators in the county. King Morris's nephews included Richard, who worked for the Asheville Citizen, Jim Morris, who worked for the Durham Morning Sun, and also Frank Vanderlinden, who was a Washington correspondent and confidant of Cordell Hull. In an interview with WHKP's Larry Freeman, Mrs. Lillian Steichen Sandburg, Ms. Carl Sandburg, described how the Sandburg family ended up buying a home and moving to Western North Carolina.
And we made the trip along. We went sort of toward Cincinnati and then came toward the Blue Ridge and Virginia. And when we came, as we traveled along that way, it was all very pleasant. It was a little warmer than up north. It had been ice and snow when we left there. But it was when we came near Asheville that we said, the air is different. There's a taste about this air that's just wonderful. This is where we're going to want to live whenever the time comes that we can move. And we went around the Smoky Mountains, too, and made the tour of the Smokies. And then, we traveled further south, and we said, it's all very nice down here. But in this part of the world, the trees were sort of like the trees we were used to. We didn't want to get to living way down in Florida, where there was beautiful scenery and everything. But this would be the place. So that brought me my mind to it. Right then. But then we had to wait until the war was over.
The Sandbergs had grown weary of the hustle and bustle of big city life in the Chicago area and yearned for a place in the country where Carl could shut himself off from the world to meditate and create, and where Mrs. Sandburg could raise her beloved goats. Mrs. Sandburg was the business manager for the Sandburg family. If someone bypassed Carl's agent and got through to the famous poet with a request for an appearance, wouldn't be long before they'd hear from Mrs. Sandburg that if Carl were to appear, there would be an honorarium amounting to several hundred dollars. While Mrs. Sandburg enjoyed being the herd's person for her prize-winning goats, she also found buyers willing to pay a premium for the goat milk produced at Connemara. And while Carl's favorite beverage was his own rhubarb wine, which he would occasionally share with visitors, he also enjoyed an occasional malt beverage. And a number of convenience stores remember Mrs. Sandburg making her selection from the cooler, but insisted on paying only the same price as charged for beer off the shelf. Carl Sandburg not only experienced very productive years at Connemara, they were also happy years. The community afforded them as much privacy as they desired. But he also enjoyed the role of a world-class celebrity when he ventured into the community to share of himself with young and old alike. Tomorrow, we'll recall Governor Luther Hodges proclaiming that Carl Sandburg from that date forth would be North Carolina's Ambassador of Goodwill. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here in the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.